Parenting can be an adventure. If you've been a parent, you know that. If you've just become a parent, oh, you really know that, don't you? And at the same time, your days as a parent should be actually enjoyed. You have to see reasons to laugh, if only to save your own sanity. There is an off-Broadway musical that takes on universal parts of parenting while giving you ways and reasons to laugh about it. The play is a parenting musical. It's just opened and will be in performance through January 12th at Theater Row. That's at 410 West 42nd Street in New York City. Here to fill us in about what that parenting musical is all about is one of the play's co-stars. We say hello to Max Crum. Thanks for being here today, Max.
Hi there. Yeah, thanks for having me.
A couple of websites, and we do have it on our homepage as well for the play itself with ticket information, most important part, that parentingmusical.com, and to follow Max on Instagram at Max Crum. That's with two M's at the end, and we, again, posted that over at our homepage. And I love the idea of taking on a topic like this, parenting, Max, because you say I want to do a play on parenting, and I bet the playwright's got a response. Well, what more could be done? What more can be said? What more ways can it be made entertaining? Well, I think that's happened with that parenting musical.
Well, a parenting musical has actually never been done before in this way. So there's actually not a musical just dedicated to people with kids or people who are parents or people who are kids or things like that. So I think it was just time, and the writers wanted to write it, and so they did.
So give us a rundown on what's the background and the synopsis of what someone's going to get to experience when they come to see the parenting musical.
The show is just basically, it centers around a family, a nuclear family, mom, dad, child one, child two, the mom's friend, and dad's friend. And the show is basically a bunch of vignettes telling a story, telling little musical numbers, if you will. There's a little book in the show, so it's kind of an operetta. And it's just little moments of life, you know, like traveling with a toddler. There's a song called Toddler Travel Travesty. There's a song called Most Dangerous Thing in the Room that I sing as playing a toddler, which is just, you know, kids always want the most dangerous thing in the room.
Yeah.
So if you just want something to relate to, if you're a parent, this is going to crack you the heck up. And if you've ever been a kid or had kids or, you know, we've all can relate on some level. I personally don't have kids myself, and the show is beautiful to me, even without all of the sort of pathos and ethos of having my own kids.
Reading in the background, too, this is written by parenting team, so they write of what they know, which is always a good thing, too, of Graham and Christina Fuller. This wasn't exactly a short-term project. This goes all the way back, if I read correctly, to 2017 when they first got the germ of the idea.
Yeah. They're a writing team, and I guess during COVID, they sort of were all holed up with their kids, and so they really decided to kind of, like, hunker down and do some work on it. And so, yeah, they are a writing duo, and they've crafted a lovely musical.
I noticed this, too, and I don't know if this is more common. I had a recent playwright on whose work it was also Characters Without Names, and that took me back to my grade school, and we had a project with the book that became the movie Sounder by William H. Armstrong, which the characters in that movie and book don't have names either. And, you know, sixth grader, I write to William H. Armstrong about why he didn't give them names. He said, that way people pay more attention to what I have the characters doing as opposed to worrying about trying to remember names. Is that something more common now in theater where names don't matter? It's what the characters are saying and doing that have to be the focus?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I think in our show, it's just that way so that people can relate, and there's not too much of a, you know, like what you're saying, too much of a memories or lack of memories around someone with a certain name, or we're trying to remember someone. It's just an easy way to pop in and out different actors, and it's very universal, you know, mom, dad, child, instead of trying to get somebody to remember a name. Yeah, I think it's just like specifically with this show, it's like used as a mechanism, I think, to kind of further the story in a way, like get you to focus on the story, like you said. But I don't know as to if that's like a trend or not. I have no idea.
I mean, because you've done, among your resume, you've done Grease. I don't think Grease would work without the characters having names. So they're, you know, I don't think this is an end-all, be-all for everything on stage. But
in
this case, if like your character, Child One, if Child One had an actual name of Stuart, for example, well, if I'm the parent of a daughter, that kind of lets me out of what I should be appreciating from what Child One is doing in that parent musical.
Yeah, I think that's also the case, too, is they're very, the casting for this is meant to be very open. You know, I use they, them pronouns as a non-binary person, so Child One is nice, you know, it's not a gendered thing, it's not very specific, and I think the roles are meant to be that way.
There were Max Caremo, one of the co-stars of the off-Broadway play, That Parenting Musical, in performance through January. You can find out more at thatparentingmusical.com. It's at Theater Row, 410 West 42nd Street in New York. You can also go to theaterrow.org for direct ticket information. We have all those links over at our homepage at issuesandideasradio.com. January 12th is when the play's running to, by the way. What was your direction as far as Child One? Was it a lot left on your interpretation based upon the script? Were the playwrights, were the producers a little more finite? And, okay, here's where we would like you to go with this.
Yeah, so my approach for Child One has been pretty much throw whatever at the wall and see what sticks. I've worked with the director before, Jed Weinman. We worked on an off-Broadway show about 10 years ago. And so I already knew her sensibility, and she lets actors play, and that's something that I really love. So a lot of this I was found in the workshops. I've been workshopping this show for a little over a year, and so I'm really grateful to be brought along for the ride. But my prep for this role is just, I'm a goofy, kooky person anyway, so it's really just kind of like uninhibited, letting the freak flag fly and just enjoying myself and kind of leaning into my oddball instincts. A bit. But it's a dream role. So much fun. Anybody who gets to play this role will undoubtedly love it.
Well, that's, as I read too, that's what's one of the goals of both Graham and Christina. They would like this to see in other gender formats and other race formats too.
Yep, absolutely. And you know, it's written that way too. All families are a part of this. This show can be done anywhere. You know what I mean? By anybody. And that's kind of the point of it. And, you know, even my Child One has sort of a, not sort of beat you over the head with it, but a beautiful kind of queer, non-binary story arc that's just kind of shown through acceptance, that is shown instead of sort of worded in a way or sung in a certain way. It's just you get to see the lived acceptance of that, and I think that's really proprietary and groundbreaking.
You said that you've been a part of the workshopping of That Parenting Musical. Once it gets to this point in time and you're doing performances on stage, off Broadway at Theater Row, does the script remain the script, or along the way can somewhat good ideas come about, and even in the playwright and producer will say, you know what, I think we're going to leave that in from now on?
Yeah, oh, I wish. You know, with theater, that's the point of rehearsal, right? We have months and months. So at a certain point, the show gets frozen. So I think the show is frozen on Wednesday night. Excuse me. And so, yeah, we don't get to add really anything that crazy, but there are a couple points where the director and the producers and the writers have allowed Child 2 and I, who's played by Vidushi Goyal, who's a huge superstar, just amazing performer. She also has a band. She's called Mr. Knobs. Everybody should go look up Mr. Knobs on Spotify or wherever you stream. But Vidu Goyal, that's her name. Anyway, but so we have these, like, sort of, the director's allowed us to have these improv moments every night in the show. So it's like it's a certain amount of time, but there are maybe one or two moments where we are allowed to kind of come up with something. But other than that, it is what it is. Once the show starts, we got to do the show. Yeah. But that is something as a comedian and as kind of an improv actor myself, I am always a little bit sad when that about theater, you know, that we can't change things at a certain point.
I asked that question because it just seems to me like the concept of this play would bring about that opportunity for improv. But, you know, producers and playwrights are sometimes very protective. And I say that in a positive, loving, caring way, too.
Yeah, of course. And you know what? And in this case, you know, the work is already there. It's already such a good show that there's no need to overdo anything like that. And plus, like I said, I've been a part of it for a little over a year. So a lot of my fun ideas and fun things have all been implemented. So I'm really just, again, grateful to be doing the role, the dream role, to be able to play so much.
For you listening, like I said, yeah, I know parenting can be tough, can be challenging, can be aggravating, but it also should be fun. And I believe when you go check out that parenting musical, you'll be reminded of the fun element of parenting. Theater Row, 410 West 42nd Street in New York City. Tickets on sale now, theaterrow.org. You can also find out more at thatparentingmusical.com. Plays and performance through January 12th. You can follow Max on Instagram at Max Crumb. That's with two M's. I know I threw a lot into your ears. You can also find it at our homepage as well. Max Crumb, best of luck with everything that you're doing with that parenting musical, everything that lies ahead, because looking at your resume, you have a lot behind you, and I have no doubt there's a lot more ahead of you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.